She's got antagonize written all over her. Just look at her, not cross-eyed or with your tongue sticking out or anything. Just look at her and you've started an argument. I used to knock down, drag out with her, but it's just not worth it. Girls don't fight fair. They pull your hair and gog you and pinch you. Then they run off gasping to mommy when you try and defend yourself with a fist. Then you get locked into timeout. And for what? No, my friend, the secret is don't snap at the bait. Let it dangle. Swim around it. Laugh it off. After a while, they'll give up and try to lure something else. At least, that's the way it is with Lynetta. And the bonus of having her as a pain in the rear sister was figuring out that this method works on everyone. Teachers, jerks at school, even mom and dad. Seriously, there's no winning arguments with your parents, so we get all pumped up over them. It is way better to dive down and get out of the way than it is to get clobbered by some parental tidal wave. The funny thing is, Lynetta's still glutinous when it comes to dealing with mom and dad. She goes straight into thrash mode and is too busy drowning in the argument to take a deep breath and dive for calmer water. And she thinks I'm stupid. Anyway, true to form, Lynetta tried to break me with Julie those first few days. She even snuck her past dad once and marched her all around the house, hunting me down. I wedged myself up on the top shelf of my closet, and lucky for me, neither of them looked up.